This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a phone call from Russian President Vladimir Putin to share insights on his recent meeting with US President Donald Trump in Alaska. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked the Russian president for sharing insights and asserted that India has consistently called for a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict and supports all efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to the continued exchanges with President Putin in the days to come. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. In his opening remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar stressed on three mutuals, respect, sensitivity and interest, to move ahead from difficult period in bilateral ties.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals, mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
The talks covered economic and trade issues, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border trade, connectivity, and bilateral exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar said the Chinese foreign minister will also be discussing border issues with Special Representative and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today. The Chinese foreign minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a two-day visit to India. National Democratic Alliance vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will file his nomination on Wednesday. An introductory meeting with floor leaders of NDA was held in New Delhi this evening following the arrival of Mr. Radhakrishnan in the national capital. Briefing media in New Delhi after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Earlier in the day, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Parliament today passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025 with Rajya Sabha approving the bill. The legislation seeks to consolidate the law relating to ports, promote integrated port development, facilitate ease of doing business, and ensure optimum utilization of India's coastline. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said the bill is very significant because it is a reformative initiative. In a high-stakes diplomatic push, US President Donald Trump has announced that substantial progress is being made towards ending the war in Ukraine as he welcomed Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House for key talks. Speaking from the Oval Office, seated alongside Zelensky, Trump emphasized that the U.S. is committed to working with both Ukraine and Russia to secure long-term peace. He floated the idea of a trilateral summit involving himself, Zelensky, and Russian President Vladimir Putin, a meeting he believes offers a reasonable chance of achieving a diplomatic end to the war. President Zelensky confirmed his willingness to meet with both Trump and Russian President, saying Ukrainians back President Trump's efforts to end the war through diplomatic means. He stated that Ukraine is ready to pursue a diplomatic way to end Russia's war and emphasized Kyiv's desire for a trilateral summit with Moscow and Washington. Zelensky is being joined by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Gujarat, central Maharashtra and north interior Karnataka for today. The IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Mahi, south interior Karnataka, Telangana and Vidarbha region today. In shooting, India won 2 gold and 3 silver medals on day 1 of the 16th Asian Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. Clinching a gold in the 10-meter air pistol men's youth event, 17-year-old Girish Gupta shot 241.3 in the final to finish ahead of compatriot Dev Pratap. And that is the end of this news bulletin.